وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، إن شاء الله تعالى this is the class of تفسير from سورة إبراهيم، سورة إبراهيم، سورة 14، إن شاء الله the first ayah. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام راء. كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وويل للكافرين من عذاب شديد. الذين يستحبون الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة ويصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا أولئك في ضلال بعيد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. This surah, Surah Ibrahim, is it Makkiya or Madaniya? Is a question I have. نعم، مكية. مكية أو مدنية؟ مكية. How we know it is مكية؟ What's the difference between the Quran, the surahs, the people of knowledge call it مكية, مكي, and the surahs they call مدني؟ نعم، ماذا؟ نعم. The chapter, the Quran, which was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unto His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the migration to Medina. Before migration to Medina is called Makki. And the Quran, which was revealed after that, after migration to Medina, even if it was revealed inside Makkah, it's called Madani. It's Quran revealed after the migration to Medina. The people of knowledge mention that the chapters of the Quran can be known, which is it from Makki or from Madani, by looking the chapter itself. What did they mention? How to know that it's Makki or Madani? Naam. Legislation is in Medina. Hassan, another answer. The topic, the Maudu. What is about the Quran of Makki? Mostly about Tawheed. Naam. Mostly about Tawheed. Believing in Allah. Believing in the last day. Believing in the message, the Risala. The prophethood. The message. Believing in the revelation. Yes. On the day of judgment, the reckoning, compensation and the like, the usul al-iman, the pillars of faith, believing the qadr, the decree, believing the books, the messengers, the six pillars of faith, believing in Allah, believing the angels, believing the books, believing the messengers, believing the day of judgment, believing the qadr. Mainly, how are the chapters in Medina of Madani? The topic is about what? Ahkam, Ahsant, about the rules, mainly, and regulations, like the force, like jihad, like the hudud, the capital punishment, and the like. Naam. طيب, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Alif Lam Ra. Alif Lam Ra. What is the meaning of it? nobody knows or Allahu a'lam bi muradi. Allahu a'lam bi muradi. Naam. Allah knows subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal his murad subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows the meaning of it. Allah knows subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama, they say Allahu a'lam bi muradi. Means they don't know it. They don't know it. Why they don't know it? Mikhail, why the people of knowledge, the Quran, of ulama of tafsir, of Lugha al-Arabiya, Tawheed, the Sahaba, why they don't know the meaning of Alif Lam Ra? Alhamdulillah, because the messengers said and tell them. Another answer. Now, Abba Wail. من المجمل الذي لم يبين أحسنت الحروف المقطعة غير مبينة من قبل الشارع أحسنت another answer last answer أبا ياسر there's music make out of your phone بارك الله فيك don't leave your music tone in your phone as alarm or nor do you make the Quran as alarm. Don't use the book of Allah, the speech of Allah as alarm, as like that, nor the Adhan as like that. Out of respect to the Quran, to the Adhan, Adhan has time. Now, Quran, you listen, you all listen, you turn on where you want to listen. You or somebody want to listen. Not as a sign of decoration or a sign of awakening or a sign of anything. Al-Muhim. طيب نعم أبا ياسر نعم الإعجاز نعم the people of knowledge they said ألف لام راء is Arabic word but the Arabs don't use it this word ألف لام راء they don't use it in their speech three letters ألف لام راء together they don't speak it So they don't know the meaning of it. Since they don't use it, they don't know its meaning. And if the Arabs don't know it, and it's Arabic letters, you think the English will know it? No. So then what is the wisdom behind using this word? The people of knowledge, Sahuna wa Yasir mentioned, they say it shows the Quran is a miracle. That's a lot of ulama like Shankita and others. When they recite Quran, they make the tabu istiqra, the surahs that Allah started with these huruf al-muqatta'ah, all those chapters, they see one thing in common. Maybe except one surah. The rest, all of them. Many surah with hamim, many surah with alif lam mim, other surah with qaf, alif lam ra, as you see here, alif lam mim ra, Ta-Sin, Ta-Sin, Mim, Ha-Mim, Ayn-Sin, Qaf, Kaf, Ha-Ya, Ayn-Sad, and the like. When they looked, they found every time Allah mentions subhanahu wa ta'ala these words, he talks about the Quran. You have proof here. Alif al-Amra, Kitabun Anzalna. This is a book we send down. Mention another surah. Alif Lam Mim, the beginning of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, ذلك الكتاب, that's the book. Another surah. Hamim, wal kitab al-mubin, by the clear book. Mention another surah. Qaf, wal Quran al-majid. Qaf, by the noble Quran, you'll be raised. Mention any other surah. Taha. ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى we didn't send down the Quran to be stressed no and the like so they say it means all Arabs Arabic speakers who are very eloquent in their language they have very known people who have called even among them أصحاب المعلقات They are very famous among them. Even their language is used as a proof. It is from the Arabic language. When those Ashab al-Mu'allaqat, they use this word, they make a rule from that, qaida, principle. Get together, all of you. This Quran consists of the letters of your own language. Put together these letters and come up with the like of the Quran. If you don't do it, then know it is not other than Allah who put these letters together and be in this form, since you can't do like that. If you all get together. So this is mu'jiz. It's a miracle. It's a sign. That's what those ulama, they say. But again, that's ijtihad. Ulama, they're trying it. Otherwise, in reality, all Allah knows, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of Alif Lamra. If the people of knowledge would have agreed that the intention and the meaning of these words is to show Quran is speech of Allah, it would have been that's what Allah meant, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But since the people of Nile, they don't have consensus. Some of them, they say it has another meaning. They say qaf, it means so and so. Now, since they don't agree on, and the Arabs don't use this word, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't clarify it, it's not in the Quran where mentioned what's the meaning of Alif Lam Ra, then the correct answer is Allahu A'lam bi murad. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surely has a meaning for it, Azza wa Jal. Al-Muhim. But really, when you look at what those majority of them, they say, and you find they did great job, rahimahumullah, because when you see these words, then you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the Quran, except one surah, which that surah is? Surah to Rome. Ahsanta. Surah to Rome. Na'am. ذكر رحمة ربك كافى عين صاد ذكر رحمة ربك نون والقلم وما يسطرون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون بنعمة نعمة نعمة ما أنت بنعمة ربك ما هذه النعمة نعمة الوحي وقالوا لولا نزل هذا القرآن على رجل من القريتين عظيم أهم يقسمون رحمة ربك نحن قسمنا بينهم معيشتهم في الحياة الدنيا يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمتي فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون سنور والقلم وما يسطر ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون What was the other كاف هاي عين صاد ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا نعم that surah كاف is الله أعلم look what the علماء they say maybe it's كاف المهم and they mention قاف too they mention also نون والقلم الروم ألف لام ميم غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون في بضع سنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون بنصر الله ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم وعد الله لا يخلف الله وعده ولكن نعم أحسن سورة الروم سورة الروم عن كهف those two سورة الكلوسست نعم مريم عفوا مريم محمد جزاك الله خير أبو عبد الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام راء these letters are one of the miracles of the Quran and none but Allah alone knows their meanings كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد كتاب أنزلنا كتاب خبر المبتدأ محذوف تقديره This is a book which we have revealed unto you هذا مسج of Allah محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم is a book that we reveal unto you لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور in order that you may lead mankind out of darkness من الظلمات darknesses plural إلى النور to the light that you may lead mankind out of darknesses to the light into the light بإذن ربهم by the permission by the leave of their Lord by their Lord's leave means permission to the path al-aziz al-hakim ila sirat al-aziz al-hamid, to the path of Almighty, the owner of all praise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this ayah, it is He who sent now the Quran into the Messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. Anzalnahu, we send it down. Send it down. Here it said that we have been the Quran which we have revealed unto you, which is more close to the correct translation. Anzalnahu, we have revealed unto you, or we send it down to you. To you. Yes. Send it down. That's closest, Mikael. Zakallahu. Anzal is sending down. Is sending down. And this shows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is up, because Quran is from Allah and Allah is up. Allah send down the Quran, not send up. Allah send down the Quran. Anzal now. So Allah said, Yudabbiru al-amra min as-sama'i ila al-ard. Allah controlled the affairs from Sama to the earth. So Allah said, "Nada ta'ruju al-mala'ikatu wal-ruh," the angels and Jibreel go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bal rafa'ahu Allah ilayhi. Allah raised Isa alayhi salam to him, to Allah azza wa jal. Qala Allah, ya Isa, inni mutawafika wa rafi'uka ilayhi. Oh, Isa, I will cause you wafat. وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيْهِ. And I make raf, lift you to me. So Allah is up. عَزَّ وَجَلْ. إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. To Allah, the good word goes sa'ud, it goes up. All the review you find in the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is up. Ar-Rahman wa ala al-Arsh istawa. The most gracious on the throne rose over. Subhanahu wa ta'ala rose over the throne. So Allah is up, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not in the creation. Allah is not in the heaven and the earth. Allah is not in the creation, nor the creation are in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanahu. Ba'inun min khalq. Allah is distinct from His creation. Allah is above His creation. The highest, the greatest of the creation is the throne of Allah. Allah is above that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Quran was sent down from that high place, from above the throne, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why was the wisdom behind sending down the Quran? To punish people, people to be in stress? No. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. We didn't send down the Quran to stress, to be stressed, to be in a bad situation. No. أنزلنا إليك لتخرج الناس, to make the people out of من الظلمات, out of darknesses. Five darknesses. A darkness of disbelief. A darkness of innovation. A darkness of sinning, disobedience. A darkness of ignorance. And a darkness of heedlessness. من الظلمات. Any of these cause you to be in a darkness, in a bad situation. The worst is disbelief. The second is innovation. The third is sinning. The fourth is ignorance. And the al-ghafla, an awareness. So to make people out of this, to a nur, to a light, the light of iman, belief, faith, the light of sunnah, following the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the light of ata'a, obedience, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a light. The light of al-ilm, knowledge, the light of ماذا, ما هو عكس الغفلة, نعم, اليقظة. أحسنت. نعم. الذكرى. مور أحسن. بارك الله فيكم. نعم. الذكرى. So to be aware of, to remember. So if somebody is in disbelief, he is in the worst darkness. If somebody is innovation, he's doing something that displeases Allah. And he thinks he is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is innovation. And some of the innovation is shirk. Like someone who pray to other than Allah, he pray to Isa alayhi salam, thinking that makes him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some Christian they believe. Or the idol worshiper who used to worship idols, used to worship angels, used to worship saints, and they used to believe, "Man, abudu milla liqarribuna ila Allah." We don't worship them, but they get to get us closer to Allah. They think they're getting close to Allah through that way. So they are an innovation. Whether the innovation is creed or action or a statement. So that's second worst darkness. And the third is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowingly. Someone knows this is haram, Allah hates it, and he still is doing it. Regardless, that's a darkness. That's a darkness. And then the darkness of ماذا? Ignorance. العلم نور والجهل ظلام. The ignorance is a darkness. It's a darkness. Ignorance is sickness. ألا سألوه فإنما شفاء العي السؤال. Why they didn't ask? The cure of العي is of ignorance is questioning. The cure. The Prophet ﷺ said the shifa, cure. So ignorance is a sickness, is a darkness. And then is al-ghafla, unawareness. Person is not aware of. Yeah, his mind is not there. He doesn't remember akhirah. Whole day chasing dunya. Not necessarily he's committing a sin, or he's innovating, or he's disbelief. No. He sleeping whole day, for instance. Whole day busy eating food. Whole day mada in exercise, 24 hours. He doesn't even remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though exercise is not sinning, mada sleeping is not a sin, eating is not a sin, but it makes this person upon ghafla. What he needs it. But to make all his life, most of his day, is all about these things. He doesn't remember akhirah, he doesn't remember righteous deeds. Some women may be busy with their hair, how they look like. All is about one time working with the nails, another time with the hair, another time with the teeth, another time with the ears, another time looking, comparing herself to other people. One time going to that store, going to the salon, going to the phone, going to the people. ماذا بقي من عمرها? What she has from her time. So al-ghafla, a person is unaware. He doesn't remember akhirah, doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't remember hasanat. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to make people out of darknesses to the light. Bi-idhni rabbihim, by the leaf of their Lord. Not by the power, by the smartness, by the knowledge, by the sincerity of anyone. Bi-idhni rabbihim, by the leaf of their Lord. By Allah's leaf, Allah's permission. And in this ayah, to ask Allah aid, to ask Allah assistance, to help you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be upon iman, to be upon sunnah, upon ta'a, upon ilm, upon dhikra. Na'am, ila siratil aziz al-hamid, to the path of al-aziz, the almighty. Al-aziz, man lahu al-izzah, has honor. Al-aziz, min al-izzah, min al-quwa, power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has all the honor, who has all the power. Al-Hamid, the praiseworthy, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner of all praise. Al-Mahmud, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Quran is light. وَمَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا. We make the Quran light. We make light. Quran is a light. It's a light. It's a light. Allah الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. عطف بيان. Some علماء لم يستحسن إعراب الاسم الأحسن هنا على أنه بدل. قالوا لا يقع الاسم الأحسن الله بدلا. ويعربون أن هذا عطف بيان أو أن هذا مرفوع على أنه مبتدأ لخبر محذوف أو خبر لمبتدأ محذوف أو عدة أوجه، لكن يمنعون أن يكون بدل، وبعضهم قولوا لبدل. المهم الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. To the path of the Al-Aziz, the Almighty, Al-Hamid, the owner of all praise. Allah الذي له ما في السماوات. Allah, to whom belongs all that's in the heavens and all that's in the earth. Allah, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sent down the Quran. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala made Quran light. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing but by his leave subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody takes this light, become upon guidance without the evening of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يهدي من يشاء. Allah guides whom he wills subhanahu wa ta'ala of his mercy. ويضل من يشاء. He misguides whom he wills out of his justice and عدل. Allah is Al-Aziz, Al-Hamid, the Almighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hamid. Allah, who is Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah, who everything in the heavens and everything on the earth belongs to. The angels, the human, the stars, the rest belongs to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how great this Quran is when it is from that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Azza wa Jal. This is indicating the status of the Quran. To know what Quran is a light, and it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, who is Al-Aziz, Al-Hamid, Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Alladhi lahu ma fi samawati wa fil. The one to him alone belongs everything on the heaven and everything on the earth, including you. Then Allah said, wa waylu lil kafirin min adabin shadid. And woe to the disbelievers who disbelieve this Quran. They disbelieve this Quran, which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They disbelieve this Quran, which is a light. Woe to them. Min adabin shadid, from a severe torment. From a severe torment. Those who disbelieve this Quran. Why they disbelieve the Quran? Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is light. It guides to the straight path, to the path of Al-Aziz, Al-Hamid, to the path of the owner of the heaven and the earth and all that between it. Why they disbelieve? Allah mentioned the reason. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى آخِرَةَ. Those who prefer the life of this world over the hereafter. They prefer the life of this world over the hereafter, to the hereafter. يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى آخِرَةَ. They love this dunya, the worldly life, over hereafter. This is a big fitna. The human is the biggest fitna, is a dunya. Taqu dunya, wa taqu nisa. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a dunya hulwatun khadira. Wa inna allaha mustakhlifukum fiha, fa yandhur kayfa ta'amalun. Fattaqu dunya, wa taqu nisa. The dunya is green and it's sweet. Hulwatun khadira. Hulwa is sweet. Khadira is a green, it's fresh, the dunya. So as for sweetness, it tastes good, the dunya. And it looks good, green and fresh. That attracts the human, something beautiful, something sweet. And Allah will make you in charge of it, to see how you acted. So fear of dunya, be aware of dunya. Be careful about dunya, and especially be careful about the women. Be careful about dunya in general. It's more specific, be careful of women. That's the fitna. The dunya is by which that shaitan used to misguide our father Adam and Hawa was dunya. قال يا آدم هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد وملك لا يبلى. جزاك الله خير صادق. Adam, Iblis, he came to Prophet Adam, our father. We are not from a monkey. We are from our father, Adam. We are not from evolution. We are not from Big Bang. Liars, كذبة, كفرة, ويل للهؤلاء من عذاب شديد. We are from our father, Adam. Just like you are from your own father now. Your father is from his father, your grandfather, all the way to Adam, عليه السلام. Iblis, when he came to Prophet Adam and Hawa, and he wanted to misguide them, what method he used? يا آدم هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد وملك لا يبلى. He tell them two things. He knows they love it. على شجرة الخلد. A tree, if you eat from it, you will live forever. No death. No death. How we like so much love, life. Who of us wants to die tonight? None of us. Subhanallah. None. Everyone loves it. كلنا نكره الموت. عائشة رضي الله عنها. All of we dislike death. Don't think there is something deficient in your iman if you don't like to die. عائشة رضي الله عنها said, and Prophet he affirmed that. She said, all of us dislike death. Subhanallah, you see someone when he fears death, he doesn't even where he run it to. You see somebody throwing himself from tall building, over 100 floor. He's throwing himself to run from death. Where is he heading to? Yes. Subhanallah. Somebody running from something, running to something, he knows he's going to die. No doubt. But he's buying time. Just a few seconds to survive. Right or wrong. So, Shaytan la'anahu Allah, he knows this reality with Adam and Hawa. He said, I'm going to show you a tree. If you eat, you will never die. One thing. Second thing. Wa mulkin la yabla, kingdom that will never waste away. Kingdom will never end. And you know a king has wealth and has a status. He gives command, he orders people. Some human beings, they like that. One of my young students, I asked, what do you like to be in the future? He said, I would like to be a cop, a policeman. He was 6, 7 years old. I said, why? He said, I like people tell them move and they move, stay and they stay. I never forget. Subhanallah, me, that never came to my mind. But this is how we think this student. Say, I want to tell people go, they go. Stay, they stay. That's why he wants to be a policeman. So this is dunya, kingdom, leadership, wealth, money. ما أغنى عني مالية هلك عني سلطانية. Allah mentioned in Surah Tahaqa, those who go to hellfire, what they're going to say, ما أغنى عني مالية, what my wealth suffices me. The wealth is gone. Because of money, because of wealth, he lost akhirah, dunya. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِي. Also his leadership, his status was destroyed. Some people, they might not like money, but they like to be a leaders. They fight for it. They destroy nations to have name and status, to be a superpower. Everybody come around, they have to destroy them, kill them. أعوذ بالله. They have to enslave people. That's what they enjoy with somebody to be a slave for them. أعوذ بالله. So, Shaytan, when he came to Prophet Adam and Hawa, he said, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمَا قَلَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُ. He said, oh, Adam, do I show you? عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكِ اللَّهِ يَبْلَى. فَأَكَلَ مِنْهَا. They eat from it. That's what they want. To live forever and to have status, to have leadership. So the human, they love the dunya. They love the dunya. Loving the dunya is not sin, but what is sin is to misuse that love. Loving a woman, to have relation with a woman is not a sin, but to misuse is a sin. To eat food, to drink is not a sin, but to misuse what you're eating, to drink what you are not allowed is the sin. So there is something nature, there is something Allah created us with. Allah has a reason to create us. We love money, we love dunya, we love life. But it should be for good cause. It should be good for good cause. نعم. So these people يستحبون الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة. They prefer the life of this world to the hereafter. So the love of dunya shouldn't be in a situation that you prefer it over hereafter. That kind of love is a disaster that time. But as long as it doesn't contradict to hereafter, to your akhirah, it's okay. It's worldly things. It's permissible. As long as it doesn't contradict to the hereafter. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. So what caused those people to leave the light of Iman, the light of faith, the light of Sunnah, the light of obeying the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life is because they love dunya. They love dunya. Now listen to the kuffar. They don't have anything to talk about worldly life. Women, money, music, name it. All is about that. You don't see them one time mention akhirah. Even those who mention among them akhirah, they believe they are saved already. Somebody was crucified, they are saved. Kadib. Why you are saved? Because of somebody else. Subhanallah. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. Those who prefer the life of this world to the hereafter. They prefer the life of this dunya over hereafter. So a believer to be careful. You have worldly life here and you have here akhirah. If your worldly life contradicts to the akhirah, you can make more money. But the way you're making this money, the way you generate this money, Allah hates it. Allah forbade it. It's through interest. It's through deception. It's through oppression. Now what do you want to do with it? If you want a dunya, worldly life, you move forward. Collect as much as you want. If you want an akhirah, you stay away. Even if what you make is not that much money. If you deceive this person, you can make $1,000. But if you are honest with him, you only make $50. Now you decide what you want. You want an akhirah? Take the $50. You want a worldly life? Take the $1,000. And keep it with you and see the consequence. The dunya is fitna. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Allah mentioned Surah Al-Imran, the foundations of the dunya, that the human, they desire it. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ. How many? زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ the woman, love, desire for a woman. Biggest fitna of man is woman. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that. ما تركت فتنة أضر على الرجال من النساء. I didn't leave any fitna which caused somebody to take him away from his religion. More harder than the woman to the man, for the man. So Prophet Muhammad said, he didn't leave any fitna worse than woman to the man. Very dangerous. Be careful. Kufar, because they are the children of Iblis, they follow Iblis, they put the fitna of women everywhere. Everywhere they put the fitna of women. That's, by the way, Shaitan, when he tell them to eat from the tree, Adam and Hawa, and he beautified the tree, he made it the tree, if they eat, they will never die, they will have kingdom. What was his goal? When they eat, they will disobey Allah, and they will lose their life, their clothes. That whatever was covering, they will lose it. And that's what happened. فَطَفِقَ يَخْصِفَانَ عَلَيْهِمَ مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. They started covering themselves with the leaves of the Jannah, the trees of the Jannah, the leaves, to cover their aura. That's what Iblis wants. Don't you see now the follower of Iblis doing the same thing? Uncovering the woman, uncovering my man, taking all means to stay away from hijab, to stay away from mothers, to stay away from the good. Then they had the awlad of shaitan. I mean, they follow in shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Imran, verse 14, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. beautify for man is the love of things they covet, woman, من النساء. والبنين, children. والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة, much of gold and silver, means wealth. والخيل المسومة, branded beautiful horses. والأنعام, cattle. والحرث, and well-tilled land. ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا. This is the pleasure of the present worldly life. والله عنده حسن المآب. But Allah has the excellent return. But Allah has the excellent return, means paradise with flowing rivers with him. والله عنده حسن المآب. Then Allah said, قُلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Say, shall I inform you of things that far better than those? Shall I inform you of things that better than, far better than those? Those six things, the woman, the children, the wealth, the horses, the cattle, and the farms and gardens. Do I tell you something better than that? لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ. There are gardens for the muttaqeen, for the pious. The pious, who are those? هُمُ الَّذِينَ يُؤْثِرُونَ الْآخِرَةَ عَلَى الدُّنْيَا. Those who prefer hereafter over worldly life. So Allah said another ayah, فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الْجَحِيمِ. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. For the pious, there are gardens, means paradise, with their Lord, underneath which rivers flow therein. It is eternal home, means forever they live there. And they have also azwajun mutahara, purifying mates or wives. Better than all that, wa ridwanu min Allah, and Allah will be pleased with them. Pleasure from Allah Azza wa Jal. So, if you stay away from the deviation in the woman, in the love of the woman, the love of the children, the love of the wealth, the love of the horse, the love of the cattle, the love of the farms and gardens, the worldly life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you better. He gives you Azza wa Jalla paradise, and under which there are rivers flow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, azwajun mutahara, purifying mates or wives. And more important, ridwanu min Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala being pleased with you. Allah being pleased with you. But with all this, most of man will lose what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them to, of the Jannah, of the paradise, khalidina fiha, forever. Endless happiness and joy, most of man will lose because of dunya, because of worldly life, because of a desire of this dunya. The ulama, they say, like Ibn Qayyim, because they use, most of human, they use the desire, they don't use the intellect. They don't use their intellect. They use the desire. If someone uses aql, his intellect, and he compares things, surely he will find out this dunya is not worthy. It's not worthy to lose akhirah. لِأَنَّ الْآخِرَةَ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. The akhirah is better and it's more lasting. If worldly life and akhirah would have been the same time, each one 100 years, akhirah is better. The 100 years of akhirah is better. If it would have been only 100 years, worldly life 100 years, the 100 of the hereafter is full of joy and happiness. No destruction, no grief, no worry, nothing, no pain, no sickness, nothing. How about if akhirah is endless and dunya is very short? So someone who neglected the akhirah and go over worldly life, he choose this dunya over akhirah, is not someone who using his common sense, someone who using his aql and intellect. Is someone who following desire, just a desire, regardless the consequence. And Prophet Muhammad ﷺ mentioned the example of that, is a man who has he make a fire when there's rain, and this fly trying to fall into the fire, and this man is trying to hold it back, to ward it off, but they are jumping and they enter. He said, I'm like that, he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Meaning you're trying to enter hellfire, I'm trying to keep you away from hellfire. The people of knowledge said, why this fly is trying to go to the hellfire, to the fire? Does he want us to die? No. Why? But because it has a desire for the heat, for the worm. It loves it. It enjoys with it. It's a rain outside. So they wanted this this warm temperature. And the more they get, the more they love it. But they don't have a limit to say, okay, if I pass this, I'm gonna get burned. It's not going to be just to enjoy, it's gonna be fire. That fly doesn't have that. So it continue until it fell to the fire. Likewise, the human being who go after dunya, he has a desire for it, but he doesn't limit that desire. He just go, he go, continue, one leading to another, until at the end, he. So that animal, that fly doesn't use the intellect. They don't say, okay, yes, I love this, it's good. I enjoy with the worm, but I shouldn't pass here, I should be here. After that, I'm going to fall down, I'm going to die. Don't think that way. Just go after it, enjoy it, get it, then finally find himself in the fire and dies. So the human being, if they use their aql, their intellect, and they look the dunya, they look the hereafter, there's no way they choose the worldly life over hereafter. نسأل الله أن يهدينا ويحسن لنا الخاتم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.